Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And on Live Talk today, we're discussing Zimbabwe's efforts to fight tuberculosis as the world commemorates World TB Day. But first, let's take a look at what is happening in Russia. Russia observed a day of mourning Sunday following a deadly attack on a music venue in a Moscow suburb. Islamic State took credit for the assault that killed 137 people. VOA's Arash Arabasadi brings us more.
Russian President Vladimir Putin lights a candle Sunday in memory of the victims of a mass killing at a music venue outside Moscow. Mourners lay flowers at a makeshift memorial at Crocus City Hall, the site of the deadliest attack in Russia in 20 years. Flags flew at half-staff at the Kremlin as Putin declared a day of mourning. It all started Friday at Crocus City Hall, a suburban Moscow music venue where gunmen stormed the building with automatic weapons and, according to Russian investigators, then used a flammable liquid to set the facility ablaze. Authorities say they've detained 11 people suspected in the attack, bringing them to the Russian Investigative Committee headquarters in Moscow. Little was left of Crocus City Hall by the time rescue workers began digging through debris. U.S. officials have said the Islamic State terror group's Afghan affiliate, known as Islamic State Khorasan, was behind the attack. But inside the Kremlin, officials began accusing Ukraine of involvement. Putin addressed the nation and, without evidence, said the attackers were moving towards Ukraine and that a passage was prepared for them on the Ukrainian side to cross the border. It is a claim refuted by U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris.
No, there is no whatsoever any evidence. And in fact, what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, quote, Putin and other scumbags are just trying to find someone else to blame, adding that Russian forces invading his country could have stopped such a deadly attack if not preoccupied by war. Russian investigators say they found weapons and other evidence linked to the attackers as they begin the process of piecing together the night's events. And while much of the recent news outside Russian embassies and consulates focused on the still mysterious death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, at the embassy in Serbia, people laid flowers, lit candles, and signed a book of condolences. The United Arab Emirates illuminated iconic buildings with the Russian flag in solidarity with the night's growing list of victims. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Let's now take a quick update on the elections in Senegal. The Associated Press reports that opposition candidate Bassirou Diomaye Faye is leading in the country's presidential election held yesterday, and Amadou Ba, who was recommended by former President Macky Sall as his successor, has congratulated him for the win. The appeals court is expected to announce the results of the election on Friday. Faye's mentor, Assimane Sonko, thrust him into opposition driving seat after he was disqualified for having been previously convicted in a defamation case in Senegal. The two were locked up for disobeying the law and only released a few weeks before the weekend elections. And let's now go back to Zimbabwe. In Zimbabwe, following his arrest last week after Zimbabwean police found 251 miners working on his farm and 16 unregistered graves, religious sect leader Ishmael Chikoronge Rwa last Tuesday was denied bail. David Doyle of Reuters has more details.
The leader of a religious sect in Zimbabwe was denied bail on Tuesday. That's after Ishmael Chokorongera was arrested last week for suspected child abuse. Police had found 251 school-aged children working on his farm, as well as 16 unregistered graves. Chokorongera, described by police as a self-styled prophet, covered his head with a towel as he appeared at a court in the town of Norton near the capital Harare. He was alongside seven of his church members, who also faced charges. Denying them bail, Magistrate Christine Yanduro argued that Chokwangera could use his influence to interfere with witnesses and that there would be a public outcry if he was released. Outside court, his lawyer, Purity Chikange, said she would appeal at the High Court.
Based on the facts.
Police have identified Chokwangera as a leader in the Joan Masowe, or White Garment, Church. Its followers have previously been accused of abuse of women and children in Zimbabwe. All eight suspects will remain in custody until April 4th, the magistrate said, when the next hearing is scheduled. They have not yet been asked to enter a plea.
Thanks go out there to David Doyle. Back to our main topic, Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world yesterday in commemorating World Tuberculosis Day, which is celebrated annually on March the 24th. This year's theme is Yes, We Can End TB. Celebrations to mark this day in the country were held in Bubi District at Somvubu High School in Inyati Communal Lands, Matabelele North, where Deputy Health Minister Sleimani Kwidini said tuberculosis is curable and could be eradicated through early treatment and adherence to medication. A non-governmental organization, Kunda Koba TB Program, run by Union Zimbabwe Trust and funded by USAID to the tune of $15 million, is assisting Zimbabwe in fighting against tuberculosis. According to the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, tuberculosis is caused by a bacteria that usually attacks the lungs, but it can also affect any part of the body, such as the kidney, spine, and the brain. Not everyone infected with TB bacteria becomes sick. As a result, two TB-related conditions exist: latent TB infection and TB disease. If not treated properly, TB disease can be fatal. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on Facebook. Our pages are VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we are talking about government efforts to fight tuberculosis in the country. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by Dr. Simbiso Ranga in North Carolina, here in the United States. Welcome to the program, Doctor.
Hello, Marvelous. Hello, viewers. How are you doing today?
Thank you for having me on the program. I'm very well, thank you. Dr. Ranga, a lot of people would like to know, what is tuberculosis and what causes it?
Marvelous, tuberculosis is an infection that mostly affects the lungs but can affect any part of the body. It's caused by an organism called Mycobacterium tuberculosis, like the name says. So this disease, unfortunately, can be debilitating. It will cause people to lose weight, be generally weak, be coughing, and sometimes, you know, they cough up blood. So there is effective treatment for tuberculosis, and the sooner someone gets treatment, the better.
Munhu angaziva sei kuti abatwa nechirwere ichi cheTB?
Kuziva kungaita vanhu, Marvelous, number one, ichirwere chinoparadzirwa nevanhu vanenge vanechirwere chetuberculosis through respiratory system kana kukosorerana utachiwana hwetuberculosis. Saka vanhu vakange vasangana nemunhu ane chirwere chetuberculosis kana vari kugara naye abata chirwere, that's one indication kuti you might have it, kana wava kutanga kukosora. Kana besides kukosora, tamakararwa, vamwe vanenge vakupera muviri nokudziya muviri, uyezve vamwe vanokwanisa kuita makararwa ane ropa. Ndo mamwe masymptoms atingati aripo marvelous.
Thank you. Please stay on the line. I understand we now have Dr. Matthew Nyashanu, a health expert from the United Kingdom. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me well?
Yes,
thank you, marvelous.
Yes, I can understand. I think you're driving, I think, but we can hear you. But welcome to the program.
Okay, thank you so much. I will also try to find a better place for us to, so that you can hear me very well.
Okay, thank you so much. So maybe while you're trying to find a better place to park, I'll go back again to Dr. Ranga. We see that Zimbabwe commemorated, like, all the other countries in the world TB Day, saying that the theme is TB can end. Can it end, Dr. Ranga?
Marvelous, for sure tuberculosis can end. It's a matter of a multifaceted approach where government, health organizations come together with communities so that we can eradicate tuberculosis. The way to end it is to obviously make sure those who have the disease are adequately treated, and those who have the disease cannot spread it to other people, and they also get enough support in terms of nutrition, in terms of getting the medications they need. If they need transport, if they need food, they get that. So it's a multifaceted approach where we need to quickly increase our surveillance in the communities, then provide enough resources to find out who has the disease and make sure they are treated adequately in a timely manner.
And the government of Zimbabwe saying that they're also stepping up efforts to treat young children that are, inflicted by this disease. How do young children contract it? Is it through their parents, or this is just through the environment? What happens?
Marvelous, like I said, it's something, a disease that spreads through the respiratory tract, and you get it from other people, barely just from the environment. Usually you would have to inhale the particles that are contaminated with tuberculosis. So some kids can get it from their parents, they can get it from their siblings, they can get it at school if someone is infected and they are not in isolation. So those are the ways that someone can get, young children can get tuberculosis.
If the government were listening right now, what would you, as Dr. Ranga, advise them to do when it comes to the issue of tuberculosis and the fight that they're saying, they hope that they can win? How else can they step up their effort?
Yeah, Marvelous, what I would say is I hope that this is just not another talk or another slogan, but really a concerted effort. And to eradicate tuberculosis requires all hands on the deck in terms of government support, which means that they have to be there in the hospitals, making sure those who may have infection don't keep spreading it to the community. That means they have to be tested quickly. Now, when you have a situation where someone comes in with cough, now they have to fork out some money first before they can have a chest x-ray, for instance, or even have the test, the sputum test that are required. That's not a good environment to eradicate the disease. What I'm saying is that the government absolutely needs to put the resources where their mouth is. If they are saying they are committed, they need to make sure all the healthcare facilities across the country are adequately supported, and people will raise awareness to the community so that people get help early.
Munguva yapfuura taimbonzwa vazhinji vachitaura kuti pane hukama pakati peyatingati utachiwana hweHIV nechirwere ichi cheTB. Imi munoona seizvi?
Ndinoona pane hukama, panyaya yekuti vaya vane immune system
really
weakened.
Taurenyu, we'll go back to Dr. Nyashan. You can carry on.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. So vaya vanenge vane utachwana we HIV, immune system yavo kana kuti masoja aya emuviri anorwisa zvirwere anenge ari weekend kana kuti asina kusimba. That makes it easier for chirwere chetuberculosis or TB kuti chipinde mumuviri chigare. Immune system yevanhu ivava haikwanise kuchirwisa. Nokuti tuberculosis, unfortunately, muZimbabwe, we come across it every day because chichakati wandei. Asi kana une utano hwakasimba, you might be able to resist it unless you are exposed to the same environment continuously. Saka kana une HIV AIDS manje, immune system inenge iri weak, which means that the cumulative exposure can easily result in illness.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I understand we have our caller. Amai Sipo Ngwenya. Makadi, Amai Ngwenya.
Terrible, Makadi.
Aiwa, Tiriwadi. Amai Ngwenya suffered from tuberculosis. Saka tunakunzwa, Amai Ngwenya, makaziva sei kuti mabatwa ne TB.
Sorry, network and the phones are mushy.
Okay, makaziva sei kuti mabatwa nechirwere che TB.
Ndakarwara ndichinzwa manetwork, ndichionda kuluza
weight.
Ndobva ndaenda hospital, ndakaadmita hospital, ndobva ndatesta TB positive.
Yes, saka motaura yenyu nendevele kuti makawana rubatsiro rwakaita sei kuchipatara uyezve pari zvino makunzwa sei. How are you now feeling and what kind of assistance did you get from the hospital? You can speak in Ndebele.
Ngapiwa treatment HIV for 2 months in admission to hospital, and after 2 months na phuma ekhaya ngafika ekhaya nganatha amaphilisi ami for 4 months and ngatesta after 6 months naba negative HIV. Ngaphila kahle kakhulu na advise hospital ukuthi ngize izithelo ama fruits imbhida, i-beans, izilimo zonke ngithi zithola emakhaya. Mina ngangizidla, ngihamba ngisade ngixaxaku, ngibiza umthandela, amafuthi nziyo, ngisidla. Ngesikhathi sezulu nakukhona. Ngaphila kuhle, ngabathe singilooking right, angizwa lutho emzimbeni.
Ah, siyabonga mama. Thank you so much. We were hearing there from Sipo Ngwenya, who herself actually contracted tuberculosis, and she was narrating how she went to the hospital, how she got tested and was put on treatment. We were speaking to her from Matabeleland. Now I understand we now have Dr. Nyashan. Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Nyashanu. You are a health expert yourself. How can the country actually, you know, they are saying that their aim is to eradicate TB. Can this be done?
Hello?
Hello. I'm saying, what methods can the country use to eradicate TB, as they are saying that their aim is to eradicate the disease? Is this possible?
Now, this would actually require a concerted effort across the professionals. I think Dr. Ranga put it very well that it's a multifaceted approach that will be needed. One of the things that needs to be improved by the government is actually accommodation, how we can get rid of people living in slums, so that we have housing that is well aerated, and such an approach can also be quite be very helpful, and also making sure that there is a structure for raising awareness, which we may call a health promotion department, to educate the communities. In doing so, education should run alongside improvement of housing, improvement of diet, and improvement of the health system in general, so that those who are affected are quickly treated before they can spread it in the community. And there's need also for the government to have a very clear strategy of actually supporting what we call vulnerable populations. So Dr. Ranga was talking about how a person who has been infected by HIV can be easily affected as well by TB. Those people become vulnerable populations. We have got the elderly who are also now experiencing comorbidities. So there should be a clear strategy to support those vulnerable groups, alongside a development of good housing, raising awareness in the community, and then also strengthening the health system in general. By doing so, we will be moving towards putting an end to tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm. Asi muchitarisa mamiriro akaita nyika pari zvino, zvinokwanisa kuitika here zvamuri kutaura izvi?
Ndizvo zvinhu zvinenge zviri kuita sekunetsa kuti mamiriro akaita upfumi hwemuZimbabwe zvinoratidza kuti hapana kwatingati kuvaka kuri kuitwa health system. Health system tingati yakadonha. Naizvozvo vanhu havana kwekuenda vachinorapwa. Tikatarisa magariro akaita vanhu muDzimba, zvikuru sei tichitarisa kwatinoti kumahigh density suburbs kana kwatinoti kumarocation kuya uko, tinowana kuti vanhu vanenge vachigara kana kuti vari 6 pane imba yanga ichikwanisa kunge ichigarwa nevanhu 3 chete kana kuti 2. Saka zvinhu zvakadero izvozvo muZimbabwe zvinoita kuti kana pakaita chirwere cheTB, vanhu vanofemerana, anacho uya uya anogona kuzopa vese vanenge vari imomo, nekuti hamuna aeration yakanaka futizve. Saka zvinhu mamiriro akaita ikonomi yezvino nemamiriro akaita health system yedu haina simba rekuti ingange ichidzivirira zvimwe zvirwere zvinokwanisa kunge zvichizobata population yedu yemuZimbabwe. Saka chinenge chichida kuti chinge chichiitwa kutosimbisa yatinoti health system, strengthening the health system, tovandudzawo zvekunogara vanhu kuti vange vachigara kudzimba dziya idzi dzekuti vanenge vasina kumanikidzana, zvekuti pakaitika chirwere munhu anokwanisa kunorapiwa achizodzokawo mumbomu mune aeration, munogona kunge vanhu vari socially distanced so that hamufemerani.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Back to you, Dr. Ranga. Tanzwapo, Dr. Nyashano vari kutaurawo maitiro anoita vanhu kuti chirwere chisatapurirana. Tanzwa zvakare maingwenya vari kuBulawayo vanoti ivo vakabatwa neTB vachiti vane zvikafu zvavakanzi vadye. Mungatsananguro panyaya iyoyi here kuti zvakakosha sei kuti munhu kana achinge abatwa nechirwere ichi adye zvikafu zvinosimbisa muviri?
Marvelous. Chandingataura ndechekuti chirwere chetuberculosis tagara chinokonzeresa kuti miviri ishaye simba. Mapiritsi anotorwa nevanhu vane chirwere chetuberculosis akawanda, at least four types of medication at a given time.
Dr. Ranga, please stay on the line, just hold on, let me quickly take a caller. Hello, Mkoma Brian Gumbo, makadi.
Ndinofara mwakadizve.
Aiwa, tiri wadi, taurai tinzwe, muri kunzwa iri mudariro iyi. Hello, Mkoma Brian, taurai tinzwe.
Vadizve kwemavhe.
Taurai tinzwe, muri kuona sei nyaya yechirwere ichi cheTB chiri kunzi hurumende iri kuda kuti chipere munyika? Zvakamira sei semaonero enyu muzvipatara umu? Zvingakwanisike here?
andoni zvipa nesiridai.
Sei muri kudaro?
Andoni zvipa. Chokonzera ndidaro ndechekuti hurumende yedu haisi kusapota zvakanyatsonaka kunyanya-nyanya zvikwanisiro kuzvipatara. Saka dambudziko nderekuti zvimwe zvachoda zvinongotaudzwa nemiroho mukatide zvazvigona kunosvika pakuitiwa taigura kuti zvinogoneka. Saka nekuda kwokuti zvizhinji zvinongotaurwa nemuromo pakutozadzisika manje ndopatinoona patinokona. Ndosaka ndichiti mahando nezvikwanisika ndakatarisa hedu sapoti inopiwa nehurumende yedu kunyanya-nyanya panyaya dzezvekutsanwa.
Tombotarisa ikoko kuBotswana kwamuri, vanobata sei vanhu vanenge vaine dambudziko iri reTB?
Kunoko vanhu vanobatwa zvakanaka zvekunyanyisa. Handidi kuvera kuvanyepera, ende havanyani havatombotarisi kuti une mapepa akakwana here kana kuti wakamira sei. Kana une dambudziko kunyanya-nyanya irori vanongokutora semunhu kana kuti sechizvarwa chemo. Havambotsvagi kuti une mapepa here kana zvakamira sei. Saka ndozvatiri kuti nyade hurumende yedu yaigona kuitawo sezvatiri kuona kunyika dzeutorwa dzatiri madziri pamwe zvaigona kufamba zvirinani.
Thank you so much, caller there. Back to you, Dr. Ranga. If you can just tell us the importance of a good diet if someone suspects that they have TB or have been diagnosed of having a tuberculosis.
Thank you, Marvelous. Dr. Nyashanu put it very well. It just needs to be a healthy diet with nutrients like proteins, fat, things like that, so that the body gets strengthened while it's healing. So some of the medications are very strong. Sometimes people take at least 11 tablets at a given time. So for that to be sustainable, someone needs to be eating healthy. Eating healthy starts with just eat whatever is available. If you can't afford more expensive food, if you can afford more expensive food, go for food that's rich, that's healthy. That's what I would just say in a nutshell, Marvelous.
Thank you very much there, Dr. Simbiso Ranga. Over to you, Dr. Nyashanu, to close us off. What's your last word?
Oh, so my last word is that we need a multifaceted approach to improve, one, housing system accommodation, secondly, our health system to strengthen it, and thirdly, to make sure that we raise awareness among our population so that they will be aware of all these things. By doing so, we will be actually moving towards putting an end to tuberculosis. The last thing I would say is also to make sure that we procure medicine for our health facilities, especially in the rural areas and all in deprived areas in the city. Those need to be a priority. And we need to protect our vulnerable population, which include the elderly, those that are suffering from long-term conditions like HIV or like diabetes and other
diseases. So much. Thank you so much there. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.